News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you know when we're talking about money, honey, we're talking about Emerald Coast coins. And this morning we have in the studio Stephanie Johnson. Welcome, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thinking about money.
Always.
All right. So tell us a little bit about Emerald Coast coins. This is something that, you know, people may mistake it for a pawn shop, which you're not.
Correct.
As you have a very much a specialty business. So tell me a little bit about the history of your business and what you're all about.
Perfect. Yes, I would say we are a very niche business.
Right.
We have been in town for 23 years.
Wow.
We are veteran owned. My dad's retired Navy. And it's a family run business. It's my dad, my brother, and I. I think my dad and his friends started off like at the flea market for a little bit, and they were like, you know, let's see if we can try things a little bit differently. So they moved over to brick and mortar,
mm-hmm.
and never looked back.
Wow.
Never looked back. So we've been doing this he's been doing this for 23 years. My brother and I kind of came in a couple years later.
Okay. Well, tell me about the business. So what is Emerald Coast Coins?
So Emerald Coast Coins, again, specialty business. So our main focus is coin collecting or numismatics, as some people call it.
I was just going to say, there's a name for the numismatics. So what does that mean?
So numismatics is just basically the collecting of coins.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess currency too. It could be, you know, money.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Right.
So our main focus is that we do have other services that we have in the store. We buy broken and unwanted jewelry, sterling flatware. We buy all that kind of stuff. However, our main focus is coins, whether it be the collectible side,
mm-hmm.
old stuff, which, you know, like I call it pirate money or old Morgan dollars, which is like cowboy money, all the way up to the bullion that people see on, you know, everywhere nowadays, silver and gold, whether it be bars or, you know, coins. Like, we do that whole gambit.
And so many people now are investing in gold and silver, considering that there's a little confusion about the economy and what's going to be happening in the future.
Yeah.
So a lot of people say invest in the cash.
Yes, and we have always had people who have invested in gold and silver from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And is it more prevalent today? You know, right now probably it is,
mm-hmm.
But it's been a constant.
Right.
For the whole 23 years we've been in business, for the whole time I've been doing this, it's been a constant of people buying for investment purposes,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better word, or just to, you know, stack it up and use it for retirement someday, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, one of the things that you do have social media pages. So.
We do. Our main social media page is Emerald Coast Coins on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you actually will post a daily update sometimes of the cost of the coins.
I do.
And gold, yeah. and silver.
I do try to do that. Like, I try to remind people on there if I have to close early, I try to let everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely try to update our work schedules on there. If there's something cool we got in.
Right.
Like if we're getting in like a certain year for a coin or something, I'm like, hey, come in and get this before they're gone. You know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff.
Excellent. And so where are you located exactly?
We are at 1811 Creighton Road, right in the middle of 9th and Davis, pretty much. We're right across from that Cumberland Farms at the Lanier Light is what I like to. It's pretty much my biggest landmarks to give people.
Okay. And what are the store hours?
So our store hours are currently Monday and Friday. We're open 9 until 5. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're open 9 until 4. Now, obviously, you know, federal holidays or, you know, things like that will change things. But
mm-hmm.
for the most part, that's when we are open. Again, I will post on our Facebook page if we're going to be closed. Hey, we're closed. Like,
right.
Thanksgiving or,
right.
you know, Christmas.
Holidays
or,
and that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, New
okay.
Year's.
Okay, so this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Stephanie Dodson. She's with Emerald Coast Coins, talking about coins and the things that they collect there, things that you could start collecting. So if you have a question, maybe you found I have an old jewelry box of my father's that is chock full of interesting coins. I have no idea where he got them. Maybe you do, too. Maybe you have something that you've been wondering, does this have any value? So if you have a question, you can text it in at 850-437-1620, or you can call the Emerald Coast Coin Shop directly.
Definitely. You can call our shop, and anybody there can answer 850-473-1515. Back to the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
If you do message me on Facebook, and I don't answer you in you know, 24 hours, call the store and be like, hey, I messaged you on Facebook. Like, right. You know, we're busy, you know, so I don't always get to look at Facebook like I would like to.
Of course. Yeah. No, it makes sense. But the thing, too, that you do is you could, if someone wanted to send a picture, they could do that through your Messenger,
yes,
correct?
Through our Facebook Messenger. We actually have a cell phone dedicated to people texting us pictures. I don't know that phone number off the top of my head, but you can call the store and get it from us. Mm-hmm. And you can also text us. The same rule applies. If you don't hear from me in 24 hours, call back and be like, oh, hey, just checking in on my coin.
There you go. Okay. So one of the things, too, I wanted to talk about is if I walk in the store and I'm looking around, what am I going to see? Because you have all different kinds of collections, all different kinds of coins. Can you sort of give us an overview? Because we've talked about it many times on the show, but yes, let's just assume someone listening today has never heard of you before. Tell us a little bit about all the different kinds of coins you collect and offer, because it's kind of exciting. It's a whole other world. You can get lost in this
store.
You
really can. I will have a lot of people who have come in for the first time. They're like, I'm walking into history, mm-hmm, which I think is super true. Like when you walk in, you'll see like the gold and silver coins, and then in the older coins, like old large pennies, which I know that sounds weird to say large cents, but it's just how our pennies looked before the pennies we have now.
Well, see, people may not know, I didn't know that.
And they're a little bit smaller than I would say a half a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
copper.
Really? That big?
Yes, they're big.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
We had large cents and half cents. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before, too, like the 3-cent pieces. We mm-hmm had 3-cent silver pieces and 3-cent nickels.
Were those produced in the United States?
Everything. Everything 3 cents? I just mentioned. Yep.
I never knew that.
No. That was way before our time, like in the 1800s.
Huh. That's so interesting. Yeah.
We're not that old.
No, hopefully not. But that's very interesting. I had no idea.
Yes. And 2-cent pieces. Like 2-cent pieces, too.
Really?
I did not know any of this stuff mm-hmm before I started working with my family. Like, and I sat there and I've learned so much. And people are like, well, I didn't know. I'm like, dude, me either.
Yeah,
like,
so
I've learned so much and now it's stuck in my brain forever, mm-hmm, which is fine. But like, there's so many different coins and currency, which we have the bills too, which we keep at the other end of the store, like old Confederate notes, obsolete notes. Silver certificates, a lot of people know about. Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
So a silver certificate is, it could be $1 bill, like $5 bills. Used to, before 1964, you could trade those in for that price in silver. So if it was a dollar's worth of silver, you could trade it in for a dollar's worth of silver. Yes, and they stopped that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. So if you find some old silver certificates, you're not going to be able to trade them in, or can you?
Nope, you can't trade them in for silver. And unfortunately, they're really common. There's a lot out there, so they're mm-hmm not super expensive. They would have to be in really nice condition mm-hmm to get more than, you know, a couple buck or two out of them.
Gotcha.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have those. I'm trying to think.
What are some other? So you've talked about pennies. What about nickels, quarters, dollars? Kind of review some of the things. If you get change in your pocket, what do I need to, what should I look for?
So when somebody asks me what they should look for in their pocket change, I always, first, I go to silver, obviously. Anything 1964 and earlier for quarters, dimes, or half dollars, because that's going to be silver.
1964, okay. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem like that long ago, but I guess it is.
Right? It doesn't. So now for nickels, most nickels are going to be just a nickel. Mm-hmm. Super common. You'll see those buffalo nickels every once in a while, which have the bison on the back or the buffalo on the back.
I have a couple of those, I think.
And the Native American guy on the front, mm-hmm, or the Indian head. So you can see those. If they have a date on them, you know, they can be worth some money depending on the date. If they don't have a date, which wore off a lot, the date wore off a lot on those nickels, you know, I just keep spending them. Sometimes we'll toss those in our till and give them out when they don't have dates on them, just for funsies.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then there's something to when you're looking at a coin. So we're going to do kind of a coin study 101 here. But you look at the coin. So you typically will have artwork.
Some of them, like the buffalo or the Monticello. I don't look at my change too much, my nickels that much anymore. I glance at them and I'll say, well, if that one looks different, I'll check it, because during the wartime, 1942 to 1945, they put 35% silver in those nickels.
Really?
So they look a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And then when you're looking on the back on above the Monticello, you'll see a large mint mark, so a large letter mm-hmm for Philadelphia, Denver, or San Francisco.
So the letter stands for where that coin was minted.
Yes.
Okay.
And if it's on top of the Monticello, that's the easiest way to tell it's a silver nickel. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people to look for those.
Yeah. Because I've never heard of that before.
Because people think a nickel is a nickel.
Mm-hmm. But actually, depending on when it was minted, it would be made up of different substances.
Only 1942 to 1945 for nickels.
Okay,
that's the only time that they had silver. Everything else is going to be a nickel. A nickel's going to have a nickel in it.
Okay, yeah, it's really fascinating.
It is.
So let's talk a bit. We've gone nickels, dimes. I hear a lot about quarters and half dollars. And what about dimes?
So the dimes, again, that's going to be 1964 and earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The doubling or errors that much.
Mm-hmm.
The internet has put so much out there lately that's not necessarily true. AI is starting to be really prevalent, and it's going to pick up what everybody's searching. So if somebody's searching for a double die dime or a double die quarter, it's gonna generate that. Oh, hey, this is what people are looking for. And this is something special.
And the problem is it may not be a fact.
It's super true.
So something that someone puts out there, they pick up everything, all the information, but there's no fact checker.
Exactly.
So you want to get your facts checked at Emerald Coast Coins.
Definitely. not only just talking, because we've always said, we're here to educate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, education first. Education is the key. So educate. Look for the correct books to get to help you along your way. I'm not going to say there's not error coins out there,
mm-hmm.
Dimes or otherwise. I'm just going to say, let's dive into it a little bit deeper and not just trust the internet.
Right, right, of course. So then we go from pennies to nickels to dimes, and then it gets interesting with quarters,
so
doesn't it?
Quarters are fun. Quarters mm-hmm. are fun. Again, we go up to that 1964, or we start at that 1964 mark and go backwards. People always look for the bicentennials.
Okay, 1776, 1976.
Yep, that's it. Everybody looks for those.
Does it have both dates on it?
It does have both dates on it.
Okay.
So when, especially the newer generation, they see those and they're like, oh my gosh, this is literally the coolest coin I've ever seen. It's mm-hmm. got two dates on it. And it's cool. They made a lot.
They did make a lot of those. Okay.
They made a lot of them. Every once in a blue moon, again, there's something special. You could probably find something special with not every single coin, but certain years. And that's one that people kind of talk about. But overall, they made over 600 million of them.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. That's a big number.
So when we put it into perspective like that, I'm like, our chances of finding something, I personally, and I tell all customers, I don't have the patience to sit there and go through all that change.
What are quarters made of?
Quarters are going to be copper and a little zinc coating on
top.
Yep. Unless you get those silver ones.
Because it's obvious, copper pennies, nickels. I never thought about it until this moment.
Right.
But what are they made of?
And so going back to pennies, when you said that for a second, pennies were actually copper up until 1982.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of 1982, they split and they did copper-coated zinc.
Okay.
So our pennies today are actually zinc.
So they're not full copper
not
anymore.
Not full copper anymore.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Oh, I have one of those big jars and I throw my pennies in. So.
I do too. I do too. And they just go in there.
Now, is there one to look for that could bring in a little more than a penny?
So for the pennies, if you want to look for anything in there, I'm looking for the 1909 SVDBs, the 1931 S's. I'm looking for
wheat. What does S
wheat
mean?
Cents. S is San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A 1914 D, so Denver. One's better.
Okay.
Earlier year stuff with mint marks. So 1914 and earlier with a mint mark. Look for that kind of stuff. There are a couple in the 90s that I can't think of off the top of my head that might have potential to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Needle in a haystack.
Right.
So,
okay.
And I also tell people, when you're looking through your coins to find that special coin, set aside a time. Don't sit there for hours. You need to do it 10 or 15 minutes. Have a little.
You could do it for hours, right?
Yes, but if you do it for hours,
you'll miss.
You're gonna see something that's not there.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You're gonna see something that's not there, and then you're gonna start saying every coin has a problem or every coin is a special coin. So just set aside a handful. Have you a drink, whether water, whiskey, whatever. Have a drink sitting there. Sip your drink. Look mm-hmm. through your coins, and then. If you see something that might have potential, bring it in and we'll help you figure it out.
Okay, that sounds great. The nickel, I think I've mentioned this to you before, the double D, is it a 1955? double D or something. That was
that's
the one,
a penny.
Oh, is that the penny?
The 55 double.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the one my dad was always looking for.
Yes, that was the penny.
He was a coin collector.
And that one is, I love that coin because it's very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's very obvious that it's doubled. You're looking at it and you see all the letters like almost blurry doubled.
Looking. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's great. That's one of the easiest ones to find.
Okay, yeah. Maybe that's why he was looking for it.
Yes.
And then some other things, too. One thing that's neat about coins is that throughout the year, we have so many different celebrations. You have Christmas, you have graduations, you have weddings, you have births. That's a kind of neat way to commemorate if you take a coin with the year of that occasion, right?
Definitely. So when I'm helping somebody find presents across the board, we're looking, sometimes we look for birth years.
Mm-hmm.
The Silver Eagles started in 1986. So anybody born before 1986, sorry about our luck. We don't get Silver Eagles.
What is a Silver Eagle?
So a Silver Eagle is a 1 ounce piece of silver that has the Lady Liberty on the front. She's kind of fashioned after the Walking Liberty half dollar.
Okay.
So it's got a Walking Liberty on the front. But it's 1 ounce of silver and they carry a value. Everything will carry a value over gold or silver prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll carry a value over gold or silver price depending on what silver prices are during the day,
right.
During that day.
Right.
And they've been around again since 1986 and they make them every year.
Okay.
So somebody who's graduating, like in 2026 or 20, you know, whenever,
mm-hmm.
like in the beginning of the year is when they release them. I always tell everybody, like I start at the beginning of the year. Get your Silver Eagles at the beginning of the year because once it gets closer to the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
they get harder to get.
Right.
Their prices tend to go up. And
they get sold out.
And then they get sold out, and then we're just stuck with nothing.
Okay.
So, but those are great for birthdays, mm-hmm. graduations, weddings, anniversaries. Like, that's across the board. A great coin.
It's kind of a neat, unusual gift, but
yes.
something you would save and you know, cherish.
So I love those. You know, I've talked about this with you before too. Like we also do foreign coins.
Mm-hmm.
It's my brother's niche, but I'm delving better into it. We have a little bag of sixpences. So it's like something borrowed, something blue, and a sixpence in her shoe.
Oh, what a great gift.
And those are amazing.
Okay.
And I love when somebody calls and they're like, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but this is what I'm looking for. I'm like, yes, I have that. And they're like, really?
That is such a I love that.
It makes me so happy.
Yes, I love that. I think that's really neat.
That makes me so
happy. Okay, and then for graduation, you can use the graduation year. I mean, there's so many different things.
Yes, graduation year. And then, back to birthdays, like I've talked about this before too, like we've talked about the Morgan dollars, my pirate
mm-hmm.
money,
yes.
the old from the 1800s, like sometimes we can find that coin that's, you know, your 100 years prior from your birth.
Oh wow,
that's super cool.
Yeah, like it's a Morgan dollar. What's that one?
So the Morgan dollar it's got Lady Liberty, she's got like cotton in her hair and like some little leaves
mm-hmm.
and it's just kind of I guess kind of like a profile. I haven't looked at it today. Profile, you know, and then on the back it's got the eagle with its wings spread out. And then the peace dollars are the ones that came after. In 1921, they did the peace dollars. And she looks like a ray of sunshine behind her head, like just rays shooting out. And then on the back it says peace. And it's got an eagle just sitting on like a perch.
No kidding. So I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
I'll try and remember to bring one in.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Emerald Coast Coins. Stephanie Dotson here is giving me the education of Coins 101 so I can learn all about American coins as well as the foreign coins and so many of the different things that they offer at Emerald Coast Coins. So if somebody just tuned in, where are you located? How can we reach you?
Perfect. We are at 1811 Creighton Road. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. We're a Monday through Friday shop. Monday and Friday, we're open 9 until 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of touched on buying jewelry and stuff.
So yeah, talk about that too.
So when I buy jewelry. I have to do paperwork for the police department. So I cut off my purchasing of jewelry like an hour prior to closing.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 4 o'clock on Monday and Friday and 3 o'clock in the middle of the week. And that's because it's time consuming.
Right, of course.
And, you know, we have to do this paperwork so we know that they're a good citizen
mm-hmm.
and I'm following the rules correctly.
It hasn't been stolen.
Yep, exactly.
So you've got a jewelry box full of gold and some other things that have been maybe you've inherited that you're not wearing. You can take those, bring them in, and actually get cash for that.
Well, get money, honey.
Money,
yes.
Yeah. Which is rather than going to waste and just sitting there. I mean,
some people are so surprised. Like, they're like, I have had this for a while. I brought it in. And then they get, you know, whatever amount of dollars. And they're like, oh my gosh, this was literally just sitting there waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. And some of the pieces from the earlier days are a lot heavier.
They are. They really are. I mean, you know, they took a lot of care.
And sterling silver and people and real gold.
Yep, gold. And yep. And, the, you know, now just because it's older doesn't mean I'll pay more for it. Because in the end, I just pay for the weight of the gold and the weight of the silver.
Right, right. So, but remember, if you do in that discovery of the jewelry box, find a coin or something that looks old, my favorite thing to say is don't clean it.
Don't clean it. We leave it exactly the way it is, just like any antique. You want it to be as original as possible because you don't want to take a coin that could be like thousands of dollars and bring it down to a couple hundred bucks because you wanted to shine it up.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, don't. Let's not do that. Let's not
do yet. That. Not yet. So, okay, so we've got just a few minutes left here, Stephanie. We've talked about the American coins, and you do have the foreign coin collections.
We do.
What else? Well, I was going to say, too, I have a young nephew that I was thinking might really, I'm thinking about getting him a collector's book, because I had gotten at one point, one year, I got a, for the United States quarters.
Yes.
They had a quarter for every state that they were minting during that period. I forget what year that was.
That's 2007, 2008.
Something like that. But I have my little books, and every time I got a quarter, I would find the one from Idaho and the one from New York, and I would put it in my little book. And so I started coin collecting as a kid, because I had a penny book that my parents had got me. So if you wanted to do something like that, do you have that kind of thing? And how would you get started in understanding coins? Where do you start with the, is it numismatics? What is it?
Numismatics.
Numismatics. How do you get started with that?
So if somebody were to come in and say, like, I have a niece or nephew, whoever, and they want to get them into coin collecting, we look at the books, and I typically start with, like, the pennies or the nickels, because those are kind of easy, and you can look through even pocket change and find a lot of stuff for that.
So those books will have a little insert spot, and then, like, the
year. Circle, and you could just plop it in there.
And it'll have the year of the coin that you're looking for, right?
The year of the coin. So in a lot of those books will not only have the year, it'll have a little bit of information like they made 1.7 million of these or, you know, 32.5 million or, you know, whatever. So we do have some used books that we save for kids and, you know, to get them started. And sometimes we'll just get like a little fun bag of goodies, whether it's nickels, you know, pennies and whatever. So that way the kid has to like pick through and look at every single one and then look through their books. So we're good at doing little, like, I guess,
like a starter. Starter kit.
Starter kits.
That's good. You know. The other thing that's cool is in addition to these sort of, I would say, the hoity-toity collector's coins, you also just have some downright fun stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about that.
We do. So, again, I'm going to go straight to the pirate money.
Pirate money.
The pirate money.
I love that.
The Spanish cobs. We have those are so cool. I mean, you know, from like the 1700s.
They're called Spanish cobs. That's the actual.
C-O-B. Or 8 reals, which are also, you know, pirate money. I love those so much. Every once in a while, we'll have an ancient coins, which I'm not super great on those. I just know I have a favorite one, and it's the Athenian owl, and she is a 449 BC coin.
Wow.
So we have coins that go that far back.
Wow.
It's and like it's insane that things lasted that long.
Yeah, 449 BC.
I mean, you're
incredible.
When you come in there, you literally hold history.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blows my mind.
Yeah, there's something really special.
Like,
about
if it would
that.
Be like a button to take you back to time, just to kind of like observe.
Time capsule.
Yes.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
But you also have Star Wars kind of stuff.
You have Star Wars kind of stuff. We have all kinds of fun stuff. So we have like Star Wars silver bars that have Luke, Leia, and Hans. And then, of course, Darth Vader. We have coins from around the world that'll be like a silver panda, Australian kookaburra.
Oh my goodness.
I have a quokka, which is the happiest animal on the planet. Like, Google it. That's one thing I say, yes, Google the quokka.
There you go. I love it. So we're talking with Stephanie Johnson. She is with Emerald Coast Coins. So we're about out of time here, Stephanie. So if you could just kind of review how we can get in touch with you, where the store is, because I think everyone should at least take an afternoon and just wander through this store. It's like a museum in a way.
It really is. So we are at 1811 Creighton Road, right past the Lanier light. If you're coming from Davis, we'll be on the right-hand side, right past that Lanier stoplight. Across diagonally across from the Cumberland Farms. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. We're open Monday through Friday. Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4.
Okay, and your website?
Our website, just, oh gosh, my brain. Facebook. Go to Facebook and look for us.
Okay, okay.
Facebook's the best one right now. Yep.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much, Stephanie. This has been Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins. Definitely stop by and see the collections that they have and bring in some of your fine. Maybe you never know. You might have that $1 million coin that's been sitting there in your jewelry box.
Yeah, exactly. Bring it in.
You never know. All right. Thank you so much. This has been Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.